Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says he is taking a sledgehammer to a federal program that many tribes and tribal businesses rely on. He's taking aim at the Small Business Administration's 8A Business Development Program that extends contract priorities to disadvantaged and tribal business owners. It's been an economic driver for tribes for decades, but Hegseth and other Trump administration officials paint it as rife with fraud and a scheme to funnel federal money to unqualified shell businesses. Kevin Allis is the founder and president of Thunderbird Strategic and the former CEO of the National Congress of American Indians. He is Forest County Potawatomi and disputes the negative characterizations of the program by Hegseth and other 8A critics.
We just haven't seen widespread fraud. We haven't seen widespread abuse of subcontracting opportunities. We haven't seen widespread abuse of sole source. Trust me when I tell you, if this administration had found widespread abuse in any of these programs, they're going to let us know about it. They're going to let their constituents know. They're going to let the people that supported them, that voted them in office, know that they are out to find fraud, and here's the fraud we found, and here are the people that we're parading and companies we're parading through the court system to make them accountable. We just don't see any of that. The first thing they mention in all of these is DEI, race-based programs. The main issue here is not about the fraud and the abuse of subcontracting, what these relationships look like, big contractors. It's more of an ideology issue for them.
Allis acknowledges occasional abuse by 8A contractors in the past, but he says it's no more prevalent than similar abuses by the contractors who do not qualify as disadvantaged or those owned by minorities.
There is plenty of bad actors that working for large businesses, large federal contractors, huge amounts of money that have been misappropriated and fraudulently acquired and used. And we don't hear anything about that. We don't hear them talking about suspending programs and sole source awards to Lockheed Martin, to Boeing, to Northrop Grumman, all these other businesses because of some allegation or belief without a whole lot of proof that there's systemic fraud in the program. It just doesn't make any sense at all. That's why we have to go back on what the original language all these folks use when they talk about this program, and it's DEI race-based. That's what this is about, and they're using the word fraud and the word systemic fraud, the phrase, as a way to justify their way to take a program down like this.
That is President of Thunderbird Strategic, Kevin Allis. Native advocates for the 8A program worry that its demise will have deep and lasting consequences for both large and small Native enterprises. John Panameroff is the co-chair of the Native American Contractors Association and CEO of Command Holdings. He is from the Native village of Afognak. Panameroff says profits that Alaska Native corporations earn from 8A contracts are put toward educating and developing the careers of Native people in Alaska and elsewhere.
What the 8A program was allowed us to do in Alaska is to build up scholarship programs and build up areas to where you continue to look forward and think seven generations ahead, allowing people like myself who early on wouldn't be able to be a Native American CEO of an organization to really be able to drive it. And that's some of that qualitative piece that I don't think we talk enough about, that we don't see enough, that community impact where it has generational effect. Native American contracting is one of the main three pillars of economic success with Indian country and within our communities. This is a program that's actually worked and given us a hand up, not a hand out. When you think about the fiduciary trust responsibility that the federal government has, wouldn't we rather be looking at programs to allow us to work for the dollars, have that government-to-government relationship, instead of looking at just indirect dollars with grants? Now, don't get me wrong. Those programs and everything that's done at Interior and IHS and those are absolutely essential and needed. But these are programs that allow us to have that economic self-determination to really be able to drive careers, to drive better ability for us, and allow us to be self-determining.
Panameroff calls the long history of the contractual partnership between the federal government and Alaska Native corporations a well-established pathway to economic sovereignty that benefits all those involved. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.